Research shows that 74% of new housing supply heads straight to the short-term rental market. So if there were four houses that have just been newly built and ready for occupation, if all four of those houses were going to join the rental market, three of them would be listed on Airbnb and Stays, and just one of them open for inspection for longer-term tenants. Carl Fitzgerald is the Managing Director of Grounded Community Land Trust Advocacy and has done this research. G'day, Carl.
Hello, Ollie.
You're calling to cap Airbnb's impact on rental availability. What have you uncovered in your report?
Yeah, we looked at 13 Tier 1 tourism towns throughout Australia and found that about 35% or equivalent of 35% of the rental supply has been taken up by Airbnbs.
So it's very popular, isn't it? Airbnb Stays, that short-term accommodation available in our most popular, as you say, Tier 1 tourist destinations.
Yes, and we need more independent reporting because when Airbnb does a report like this, they say it only accounts for about 5 or 6% of housing. And we're saying, well, hang on, it really counts in the rental market. And there's some 35% here that your properties are taking up.
You've examined some of the popular destinations in Western Australia, including Fremantle and Margaret River. Is that trend similar?
It certainly is. I must say, though, Fremantle was one of the more reasonable towns we studied in the report. The impact there wasn't as great in some of the others, but still, if you're an investor weighing up your odds as to what to do to rent to the long-term rental market and deal with renters, you know, and some of their problems, or put it on the short-term rental market and you'll come away with an extra $10,000 a year doing that. But down in Margaret River, of course, it's a bit more dramatic down there. There's a $44,000 message to investors saying that you're better off to put your property on Airbnb and earn $75K versus barely $31K as a renter.
So the return is obviously a great incentive for that investor wanting to keep it in the short-term rental market, but this is only exacerbating the housing crisis.
Yeah, that's right. And so what we found across 12,000 Airbnb properties was that the returns were 81% higher in an Airbnb than in the long-term rental market. So that is significant. And as we know, investors like a good return on investment. And we feel that this is a missing piece in the housing supply debate that needs more analysis.
And on the new housing that comes to market, your research shows that quite a significant number of those new properties go onto that shorter-term rental market as opposed to the longer-term rental market. And I'm assuming there, Carl, because of that return on investment that they're getting from Airbnb.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, we're saying, look, it's the equivalent to 74% of housing supply in these communities has gone straight to short-term rentals. And so what that means is some of the new housing supply, but probably a lot of our existing housing supply. So in a way, you know, only one quarter of our housing supply is going to the open market and making a difference, such has been the incredible returns that Airbnb has offered investors.
You are proposing an Airbnb cap and trade system. What is it and how would it work?
Yeah, simply we would cap the number of Airbnbs and put word out that they'll reduce by 10% in 2 years' time. And when that 2 years comes up, there will be a licensing system in place that the West Australian government would run, and they'd auction off the license and go forward another, that'd be a two-year license, and then go forward another 2 years and it would reduce by another 10%. And so as that's happening and there's less and less licenses, it will be knocking out the less profitable Airbnbs, and from that Some of those properties will go onto the rental market, we hope, and others will enter the ownership market. And from that, it eases up supply, rebalancing towards what the community really needs at the moment, and that is more rental options.
The governments around Australia, state, federal, local, all grappling with what to do in this space. Some people talk about capping the number of nights per year that you can put your property on the short-term market. Is that something you'd support, Carl?
Well, I've been talking to Airbnb entrepreneurs and they're telling me, Carl, this is a great system, your cap and trade, because it won't actually decimate the industry. If you whack on the 60 or 90 day cap, that will wipe out quite a lot of the Airbnb investment market. But if you nudge them along with this license fee that may well start at $2,000 a year, but after 8 years may end up around about $8,000 or $9,000 a year, as that transition occurs, investors are given time to move sideways and adjust to the new conditions. So, importantly, we're not only encouraging that sort of change, but the revenue raised really should be dedicated towards more affordable housing. And there, again, is, the supply we need in that affordability range that is tied to what people are actually earning.
So that's where I was going to go next, Carl. What would you do with all of the money raised from the licensing fee? You're suggesting that would be spent on building affordable housing and rented out to, the private market?
Yes, that's right. And at Grounded, we're strong advocates of a form of shared equity called community land trusts. And this is a proposal where a trust owns the land and holds it affordable for forever and a day, whereas the resident only has to borrow for the improvements. And so your deposit drops from 150-odd K down to, say, 50K. And it's a perfect sort of arrangement for someone in their 20s to 30s and those lost decades of renting. Why not rent the land from your community and share in a bit of the capital gains of the house, but it's not a massive sort of a speculative bet. It kind of helps to deleverage the housing market away from this runaway juggernaut we have where prices just continue to keep rising.
Carl Fitzgerald, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's the Managing Director of Grounded Community Land Trust Advocacy. His new research showing 74% of new housing supply heads straight to the short-term rental market. What do you think of his proposal there of a licence fee that might start at, say, $2,000 year one or two, go up to about $8,000 to discourage investors to keep their properties in the short-term accommodation market and consider the longer-term rental market? He calls it the Airbnb cap and trade system, which it introduced to implement and curb the growth. He thinks it's a better idea than the 90-day cap or the 60-day cap or the 120-day cap that's being floated around. 133-882, what do you think about that? And maybe you're somebody who owns and operates an Airbnb property. Is it making you a good return? Are you leaving it in there for the flexibility because it's also your house occasionally when you might want to go on holidays? Or maybe you see that it's better to put it into the longer-term rental market. Are there issues that are not being explored in the advocacy movement to try and get more properties into the longer-term market? 133-882. Back with your feedback next, 19 past 5. Fill up now, that's the advice, because at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, the average price of unleaded petrol is going up by 35 cents per litre to $2.29. Diesel, $1.858. LPG, $1.32.9 to help you pay for your fuel this afternoon. We have $250 in the jackpot in our Joule for Fuel competition. It's the easy three-question show-related quiz. Stand by for your cue to call. It is 16 degrees at 23 past 5. You'll need a rug up tonight. We're dropping down to 7 this evening. Mostly sunny, 18 degrees forecast tomorrow. Let's head to the open line, 133-882, to Gidgee Gann up first. G'day, Jeff.
How you going, Ollie, all right?
Yeah, well, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate, good. Yeah, I just want to just have a bit of a difference of opinion on the Airbnb from the last guy that was talking.
Yeah, mate.
We've got one up the coast. It's not a big town, but what I find is that we stay in there as well and offer it as Airbnb also, but the people that go up there, they're putting a lot of money in those towns, whether it's fuel, the local deli, or anything. So while it might be a negative on one side, I think there's some positives coming, especially the smaller towns, maybe not bigger ones like Margaret River, but yeah.
And before we had Airbnb and stays, Jeff, you'd be renting this place out, what, through a local short-term accommodation company or the real estate agency that would give accommodation options to people who might want to visit the town?
Yeah, that's right. So and gives them an option to see it and then keep coming back and keep putting money into the town. So and it's an online app, so I don't think it's flooded the market up there, but yeah, I think there's some positives to it as well.
Thanks for your call there, Jeff. Glenn says, what a scam. Corporate companies and governments will align and cap it to affect the middle class. Do we charge the hotels the same levy? Well, the hotels industry obviously has a lot of other red tape that they have to conform to be able to open up, to be able to operate. All right, Rob says, why are we making the mums and dads who are investing in the economy to fix the rental issues? Would we penalise the supermarkets for not supplying enough milk in the shops or the schools for not enjoying trained teachers? Let's look at the people who are getting the salaries to future inform us what needed to happen so we don't have these issues. Don't blame mums and dads who work hard and are gambling their livelihoods for government futuristic planning. That's the view of Rob from Mandra, 133-882 to join the conversation. Late